This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, a Republican representing the Great Lakes State's 11th Congressional District, which is west of Detroit, and he's also a member of the House Republican leadership. He joins me now to talk about his dealings over the past couple of days with the executives of the Big Three as they come back to Washington to make the case for federal assistance. We also want to get his thoughts on what he thinks has been the track record so far of the $700 billion financial industry bailout. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, you're from Michigan. It's a state heavily dependent upon the automotive industry. Your district is just outside of Detroit and even includes parts of Wayne County. What did you want to hear from the executives today, and what did you hear?
Well, as you rightly point out, my district does border Detroit's heavy manufacturing district, a lot of auto company jobs related to it. And so what we saw from the auto companies in their plans was really a recapitulation of what we've been going through a restructuring process in my district and in much of the Midwest and in many ways throughout America. So for us, it wasn't a surprise. I thought it was a very good representation of the steps that have been made with both the management and the UAW to restructure the auto companies to make them globally competitive and viable. And while it's been a painful restructuring process, it also shows in the reports that we understand the restructuring has to continue. And that's why the bridge loan is so important, because for the people in the manufacturing sector and the auto companies in particular, a bridge loan helps us survive. It does not mean that it will stop the restructuring that is going on.
Explain for our listeners in a little more detail about the bridge loan, because those of us who have been talking to you in the past couple of months know that you were strongly opposed to the financial industry bailout. What is it about the bridge loan that you think is the right move here?
Well, first, it'll work. Unlike the Paulson bailout of Wall Street, that failed policy paradigm, which, as you know, he stopped the purchase of toxic assets right off the bat, and now essentially has a blank check to give money to every financial institution under the sun, and seemingly has. And yet there's been no concomitant unfreezing of the credit markets. So right off the bat, it's always a bad policy to have no accountability and taxpayer money going to healthy banks, especially ones who've never had to appear in front of Congress to explain why they need the money, what they did wrong, and how they're going to make things better. In terms of the auto industry, we have the precedent of the Chrysler Corporation, which received a loan from the federal government to continue to survive and was repaid back with interest. And in terms of the manufacturing sector, as we have gone through a painful restructuring process within the auto companies, we have never come to Washington for anything. It was only after unfunded mandates of the CAFE standards were imposed and after the failed bailout of Wall Street and the credit markets refused to loosen up that the auto industry was forced to burn through its cash reserves. It was unable to move its short-term commercial paper. It was unable to offer financing for loans for cars that they had to come to Congress for the bridge loan.
Congressman, as you look forward here, we know that General Motors and Chrysler are both saying if they don't get some immediate assistance here in just the next couple of weeks, they could be looking at insolvency relatively soon. Is that your assessment of their situation as well? And what's your read on how lawmakers are reacting to their more detailed restructuring plan?
Well, two things. First, clearly it's a crisis. It took this to bring the auto companies and the UAW to Washington to look for the bridge loan. If they did not seek, if they did not of necessity seek the bridge loan, they would not be here today. Again, the restructuring history over the last several years with painful job reductions and plant closures shows that the Big Three did not want to come to Washington. So the crisis is real. And the ripple effect throughout the economy of losing a manufacturing job and 7 to 10 related jobs is going to be devastating, especially as we are in a recession. In terms of how the Congress receives it, we're in the early stages. The presentations were delivered yesterday. Presentations have been made to people and staff, members and staff. And now you're going to see the Senate take up the bill tomorrow. You're going to see the House Financial Services Committee, on which I serve, have a hearing on it tomorrow. And you're going to start to see members' reactions. The Michigan delegation is working with the auto caucus to try to get a sense of members' temperatures. But until the members are actually back, and that officially back out of recess and in session on Monday, or in some of the committee hearings that we're going to have over the coming days, it's going to be difficult to get a gauge, and you would not want to prognosticate, especially with so many people's potential futures and their prospects for employment and for potential foreclosures if they lose those jobs hanging in the balance.
Now, Congressman, you mentioned the UAW along with the industry. What have they had to say about changes they're willing to make, and are you satisfied with what they're suggesting?
Well, I think like with so much of the restructuring of the auto industries, Washington comes at the UAW and with a preconceived mindset that is not accurate. The UAW has been working with the auto executives on the restructuring plan. President Gettelfinger, who has a constituency, has made difficult decisions right along with the auto executives regarding how to make the big three globally competitive and viable for the future. So I think that it's helpful that both auto executives, the management teams, and the UAW and their membership are on the same page. And I think that what President Gettelfinger did today, coming out and talking about the willingness to continue that process should the bridge loan be approved, is very helpful.
We know that right now, at least according to a poll being shown on CNN, over 60% of Americans are not in favor of this assistance to the auto industry. Do you believe that's because they see it as a carbon copy of what happened in the financial industry, even though you've explained that it's different? Or do you think they just are squeamish about tax dollars being sent into so many different areas?
Well, I think that it goes back to your original question about how members have been viewing the auto companies. Clearly, the people who voted for the Wall Street bailout for the best of intentions have come to understand that the Wall Street bailout has failed and has been a very expensive failure to date. And in many ways, they're transferring that aggression and sense of betrayal onto the auto industry, which is here precisely because of the failed policies of Washington and Wall Street regarding the credit markets. So to a certain extent, what you're seeing is the only industry that has been bailed out are the people who caused the problem on Wall Street. And that is to the tune of, according to Bloomberg News, $7.4 trillion in guarantees one way, shape, or form. So in many ways, the fact that the auto companies are here because of the problem that Wall Street has caused has hurt them, and worse, because the way Washington has wrongfully tried to solve the credit crisis by throwing money at Wall Street has not worked, that it becomes a very, very dangerous climate for the auto industry in terms of trying to get a successful outcome. So I think that a lot of anger that is being directed at the auto industry is really a manifestation of the Wall Street bailout, which has failed. And if you think about it, look at it this way. The auto companies are here testifying. They've taken heat for coming in on corporate jets. They have since come. They're coming this week in cars. But look at it this way. At least the auto industry and the UAW has showed up in front of Congress to explain itself, to present restructuring plans, to show taxpayers why they have a viable future and it will be a sound investment of public money that will be repaid with interest. We have not had a single CEO of a financial institution that has received taxpayer money under the Wall Street bailout appear before Congress to explain what they did wrong, why they won't do it again, how they're going to restructure, let alone figure out how they got here to testify. So a lot of the inequity that we're seeing is clearly the public disillusionment with the only bailout to date, and it's having an adverse impact on a bridge loan that is precisely related to the failure of the credit market.
Congressman, very well stated, and we'll see how that debate rolls over the next couple of days here. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter represents his state's 11th congressional district, member of the House Republican leadership. This is Dateline Washington.